France, Germany, and Russia say they will not contribute militarily or offer additional financial support in Iraq. The countries came to the decision despite voting Thursday in favor of a UN Security Council resolution authorizing a U.S.-led multinational force there. The Security Council unanimously adopted the resolution just hours after an intercontinental video conference. The leaders of France, Germany, and Russia say they agreed to vote in favor of the text in the interest of Council unity. But French Ambassador Jean-Marc de La Sablière says the three nations still have reservations about the resolution, which envisions a transfer of sovereignty only after a stable Iraqi government is in place. It is for that reason that the French ambassador says his country cannot provide military help or additional financial support for Iraq.
We believe that the resolution should have gone further on two major issues. First, the role of the United Nations, in particular in the political process, and second, the path of the transfer of responsibilities to the Iraqi people. In that context, the conditions are not created for us to envisage any military commitment and any further financial contribution beyond our present engagement.
The resolution follows U.S. efforts to gain international assistance for rebuilding Iraq. Russian Ambassador Sergei Lavrov says the international community can support Iraq without providing military assistance. He calls the future of Iraq a matter of national security.
If we don't find a way which is mutually acceptable to all to do Iraq right, the region would suffer, the international stability would suffer, our security interests would suffer. So it's if you wish, we are driven by our national interest, not at all by a desire to punish anybody, to reward anybody.
Iraq's only neighbor on the council, Syria, was the final nation to lend its support to the resolution. Diplomats had assumed that Syria, under criticism from Washington for allegedly supporting terrorism, would abstain. But Syrian Ambassador Faisal Mekdad says, in the end, the resolution's strengths outweigh its weaknesses.
The resolution lacks many important aspects, but it was with the aim of confirming those very good aspects of the program, the acceleration of sovereignty and independence, and the need to deepen the United Nations role that we have decided to join the consensus.
Mr. Mekdad says Syria approved the measure after holding extensive discussions with the United States and other nations. Jenny Badner, VOA News, New York.